You have your headphones?
Let me get them on.
Only 100 episodes.
I forget almost every time. So let me have my mic back here a little bit. The things you learn when you do 100 episodes.
The things you learn. Babe, I gotta say, you're looking kind of snazzy today.
You know, I hope you all who are you can't listen to my green jacket, but if you're watching, that you appreciate the effort, because it has been a 48-hour debacle to get this jacket so that I could dress up for this special occasion.
Well, why don't you kind of explain why we waited to shoot today, why we didn't shoot yesterday, and what exactly happened on this journey for the green jacket?
Well, the green jacket's very lucky. And now, but before, why don't we cheers, and then we'll get into it, and I'll go ahead and I'll share with everyone. Cheers, baby. I love you.
I love you to 100 episodes and 1,000 more.
And 1,000 more. I want to thank all of the fans, all the audience members, all of our family, our friends, all of our supporters who've made this possible over the past couple years to reach 100 episodes. We
and
are so excited.
An amazing community. Like, you guys rock. And I just genuinely, from the bottom of both of our hearts, we're so grateful. And just our hearts are filled with gratitude. So thank you. And
thank
this
you.
Is
thank
to you.
You. To you and to all the guests who took their time.
Yes.
Even in the beginning when you drove to Pasadena, the handful of you, thank you so much. And for coming on the Zooms and participating and helping us grow this. We appreciate all of your time. And we had a lot of fun interviews with you. So thank you.
To many more.
To many
Cheers.
More. Cheers.
Refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, welcome, everyone, to the Freddie and Alyssa Show, the 100th episode. If you are new to the channel, welcome. What an episode if you're brand new to find our podcast. We appreciate you stopping by. But if you are new, please subscribe. If you're not new and you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, like, comment, all that fun YouTube stuff. We've been putting up videos now for a couple years. We're on our 100th episode of our podcast. Take a little tour around our page. Check out some of the videos. You'll find some entertainment, education, and inspiration. We are also bookable on Cameo. If you'd like a shout-out video from myself or from Alyssa or from both of us, let us know. You can go to cameo.com/FMSmith319. We've got the link in the description. And we also have a sponsor for our 100th episode. And guess who it is?
Our favorite longtime
friend.
Our favorite ever.
CBD for life. We didn't plan that. We could have said it much better. But CBD for life, they have been a supporter since December of the podcast. We appreciate them so much. The products are amazing. Go to cbdforlife.us. And you can check out their products. I know I just last night was rubbing the CBD body lotion all on my, I have this like IT band that I believe is what's causing my sciatica pain.
That would make sense.
So I rub it out and I put CBD on my knees, on my feet.
On my back. And they just sent us some goodies and there's a bath bomb I am so, so, so excited to use. So I can't wait. But yeah, guys, FreddieAlyssa20 for 20% at checkout. Again, you can use our code FreddieAlyssa20 for 20% at checkout. CBDforlife.us. We love you. So thank you, thank you. 100th episode sponsor.
Boom, 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 boom. You know what's going to be the challenge? It's not going to be having a riveting conversation. I think we're getting pretty good at that after 100 episodes. You know what the challenge of today's episode is going to be?
Please tell me, my love.
It's this jacket's going to cause a sweat storm.
Sweat storm?
A sweat storm.
What is a sweat storm, babe?
That's where it sweats from any place possible.
Oh, no.
It's a sweat storm.
A sweat storm.
This is a little perspiration.
I can't see anything.
I'm witnessing a sweat storm.
If you got to dab, if you got to take it off, we got to do what we got to do, baby.
No,
that's
I am not going to ruin
the
aesthetic
show.
When I went through all of this. Well, we knew we were going to shoot the 100th episode, and we wanted to do something special. We thought about throwing a party. We always thought about, hey, we should throw a party.
Yeah.
And invite all the guests who came, maybe do some sort of thing where people could come who are fans. Like, we wanted to do a big thing, but we
and
obviously
then,
can't.
Dun, dun, dun.
We can't do that, so we said, well, what are we going to do? And then I think on Saturday, we said, why don't we get some balloons, and so we decided to decorate, and we felt like it could be festive, and I said, I'm not just going to wear one of my repeat sweatshirts or t-shirts. I have to wear a jacket, and I want to be green because it matches the aesthetic and all that good stuff. So we went on Amazon, and the earliest I could get a green jacket was Tuesday, but I had to pick it up at an Amazon hub locker, which I've never done before, and it was in Westwood. Now, granted, because a lot of people still are not on the streets yet, it wasn't that long of a drive, but it's a round trip, almost an hour, to go to this locker. Well, last night we got everything ready, or the day,
yeah.
But it never came.
It was supposed to come last night by 9 p.m. It was supposed to be delivered to this locker in Westwood. And so you were just waiting, refreshing in the app. And you're like, yeah, I'll give till 7:30. And if it's not here, then I won't get it tonight. We won't shoot tonight. And even at 8:30, you were still there, refreshing.
And then they finally hit me up at like 8:30 and they're going, we're having delays. It'll be here now Wednesday or Thursday. I'm like, ah. So I woke up this morning and they had it at the locker a little before noon. And so I drove there. And I got to say, it was a pretty easy, seamless experience.
What was it like? Because I've never done an Amazon hub.
There's like an Amazon building, but it was just like a lobby. So I don't know what's above. Maybe it's just like one of those, like, maybe there's like apartments or offices above. And then you know how it's like a retail store, or a restaurant or Starbucks, something. It's an Amazon. And it just has these kiosks and you open your email. I got my code. I scanned it and it just popped open the locker. So very easy, but I'd much rather have it delivered than to go drive.
Well, here's the kicker. Had you waited and gotten it delivered, they would have delivered it to our apartment today, this morning. So instead of you having to drive to Westwood, it could have just been hand-delivered right to your place.
I took a bet.
You should never bet. It never works out.
You know, that's one thing, though. I've never really won anything betting.
No.
I've been to Vegas a dozen times. Yeah.
Oh.
I bet on you. So I think I used all of my betting luck right there.
I'll take it.
But yeah, so I'm really happy to have the jacket, and it was really fun, like, decorating and just making something, you know, special of it.
Of course.
Because it kind of snuck up on us.
It came out of nowhere, honestly.
I was like, whoa.
I felt like we were on episode, like, 85 to 95 for an entire year, it felt like.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you know how people will explain, oh, yeah, January was long, February was short, and then March was the longest month ever. That's kind of how I felt with these episodes. The last 10 were just, I was like, man, this is taking forever. And then it came and I was like, ah, we're here. We got to decorate. And I think we did a pretty good job.
Yeah, we've never done anything like this before. So I'm very thrilled with what we have. And for those of you who are listening too, I want to give a shout out to everybody who's been listening on other platforms audio wise.
Yes.
I know that we always talk about the video portion of it, but thank you all for who are listening. We appreciate you so much. We're able to track all of that as well, and we have a huge supporting base on the audio, on iTunes, and through Podbean and all these other platforms. So thank you so much. I know we're talking a lot about the decoration, so hop over to YouTube and check it out real quick.
Where we'll have pictures up.
Yeah. But we've come a long way. It was. Do you remember what started podcasting for you? Because I'll be honest, I didn't even know what podcasting was. Probably until 2016 or 17.
Yeah, I just recall really being into and discovering just the whole world of personal development and positivity. I mean, I've always been a positive, forward-thinking person, but especially after the accident, I just really dove into that. And it was, I want to say, summer of 2017. And I was like, Freddie and I really should do something. I was like, I don't know what that's going to be. I was like, maybe we can start it on Facebook. We could start doing some live interviews. And we did. But at the time, we called it Personal Growth Nation because we were really all about, you know, personal development, which we still very much are. But we also wanted to pivot and cater to a wider, broader audience.
We wanted to be able to touch on, like, pop culture, things that are going on.
You know?
Yeah, you'd have to put a positive personal growth on everything.
Right.
So we said, we don't want to get pigeonholed forever. We want to make it more broad.
Yes.
But yeah, we started a Personal Growth Nation.
In our very first episode, I bet you it's still on Facebook if you go back to the videos. But in the first episode, we didn't even know how to, like, sound check. And so we started sound checking, and we were in opposite rooms. We lived in this little one bedroom, Whipple 2.0. And you were in the living room, I was in the bedroom, and there was a static, you know, a feed. You kept hearing a feedback.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, shoot, what are we going to do? We told everyone we're going live. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go down in the car. So I ran down to the car, and the sun was just going down. So I had, like, the light on in the car, and we did our interview that way, you know, our first podcast. And that one was just us. But then I believe Christopher Sean we did on Facebook Live, and then my friend Lauren Bravarnik.
Yeah.
We had a couple people, and then I think towards the end of the year, we're like, this is so awesome, but we want to pivot, and we really started learning more about podcasting and having it up on iTunes and then eventually YouTube and all the different platforms. And so when I started my blog, I looked into it. I was like, let's just feed it all through the blog. And the Freddie and Alyssa show was born. And so we had Christopher Sean on as our very first episode on that one. And I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, he's there for all the firsts.
All the firsts. Thanks, Christopher.
Yeah, he's hooking it up. Yeah, we started in 2018. And you know what's really interesting is I was thinking about this the other day with you give me something to play with.
Don't
I'm
going to
play with
pick.
It. Is this going to be irritating for the listeners?
So irritating.
All right, put
this
down.
For me to watch.
Oh, for that. Is we kind of had separate brands and we accidentally started the Freddie and Alyssa brand.
Yeah.
Because we were like, oh, we should have a business Facebook page or a fan page, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to do two.
Well, and it was more for our business as well. We're like, let's just do one. We'll do it together. And that's why we started, I think, 2017?
Yeah, but it was by accident.
By accident. And then we just kind of started doing things together. We had the show, then we did the book, then we did the vlog. And it just by accident happened.
Well, because we got the response.
Uh-huh.
Because we were unaware of just what people... Because some couples are... It works really well.
Yeah.
If you happen to be like a couple that for whatever reason people can gravitate towards, it works. Other times couples, you're just like, it's not working, like watching. So,
yeah.
But because we had no expectation, that's how some of these things always happen. We just did it because we were like, we don't want two pages. Then we started getting great feedback and we started seeing, well, how far can we take this? And then as we started building, I look now, you guys and gals are so
amazing,
kind.
Wonderful.
We get these beautiful messages. And I'm like, you and I are sitting in this spare bedroom that we turn into a podcast to you, having a conversation, and it's reaching and touching people all around the world, and we just feel so blessed, and we just can't thank you enough. It's so, so cool.
And I'm excited, too, to see where the podcast goes as well. We started in another apartment we had. Then remember we went to Sunset Gower Studios for a little bit?
Yes.
I think we were still PGN at the time.
We were, but it was $150 every time we did it, which... You know, let alone spending the money, the commute
killed us.
You can't do it.
We did it every Tuesday at 5 p.m.
Yeah, right in rush hour.
And then we did it out of our other one bedroom in Pasadena. And the problem was that is every time we wanted to shoot, we had to set it up. And that was a very lengthy process. And we didn't really have the storage to put these cameras and everything away nicely. And so we decided to move back into, the city, if you will. And we're like, we need a two-bedroom. We have to make it into a podcast studio. And I believe that's why we were able to hit 100 so quickly.
Because every time we want to sit down and do one, we can. And now we're getting a schedule together. And we just found the groove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took 2 years. So for everyone, too, who's thinking about starting a podcast, have patience. Just keep doing it and learn it so that you can get into a groove. And now... We've been able in the past 6 months to turn this into a business.
Yep.
But it took a year and a half before we could do that. You had to lay the groundwork. Now we're ready for phase two, all the way to phase, infinity.
Yeah.
Because I can see us doing this another 6-7 years.
Heck
I want to hit 1,000 episodes. That's a little fun, goal. And it'll take about 6-7 years to do that. But I'm just excited for the next chapters of our life because every week, that something goes on, we can talk about it. And it's going to be great to have it documented that we can bring value, education, inspiration, but we can also have it documented to look back for our kids, for just anybody can take a look at us. Because we even had, I had a DM or a text and someone had a picture of our very first episode up on their TV. And they're like, I'm going to start binging the Freddie and Alyssa show. So they're sitting on YouTube and they're watching our book of work.
Wow.
So it's always there and you can kind of see what's going on. So it's been crazy. What would you say is some of your favorite
episodes?
Well, isn't that hard to answer? I get that asked a lot on days and you're just like, it's just so hard because you can't in your mind go, oh yeah, I remember every episode.
Well, of course, right now I'm going through a quick snapshot of all the different episodes. But what's really funny is I was feeling nostalgic yesterday because it was our 100th, episode that we were about to shoot because... His jacket didn't come, so we didn't shoot it. But anywho, and I looked up our very first episode with Christopher, and I was watching a bit of it, and it was just so fun. And just, we had a different opening. Remember, we've got some fresh new talent. One, two, three, do-do-do-do. And it was just so cool to look back and see even us, too, just how much we've grown, and we're just having so much fun. I love that initial episode, but... I really loved our Hot Ones episode where we ate the spicy wings. That was just so much fun, and it was hysterical watching you. And recently, we just had on Dr. Eric Cole for the cybersecurity, and I was so fascinated. I love learning from guests, which I really think every single person we've had on, I've learned something, which is so cool to walk away with that. Like, just kind of collecting information and knowledge from everyone. And with him, I mean, it was so much fun asking him these questions and really attaining what he knew. And now we know it. And now we're able to share it with everyone. So those stick out in my mind. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, they're all... I don't know why I asked, because I knew I was going to get it asked back probably. And
The psychic, too, was cool.
The psychic was really great. So I like all of them. I love the guests, you know, because you get to know. I think every time we've had on a guest, I have really enjoyed it because you get to know that person on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. There are some friendships that have been like
created
based on the conversation, because you don't always just get together with random people. Because that's what I love about the podcast, which I've said before. We can't just reach out to Dr. Eric Cole. He was not just going to go get lunch with us.
Right.
But when you offer value of like, hey, we have an audience, and hey, you have information. Hey, let's all bring this together so that there's a value exchange. So we can reach out to people. You can build friendships, and it really works well. So I think every time we've had a guest, it's been absolutely incredible. I love talking to all my co-stars. I love talking to experts. I love having on like the psychic and eating hot wings and being goofy. And then I love some of my favorite ones where you and I are just in a great mood. And we turn on the cameras, and we've had some of the best conversations about where I actually forget I'm on camera and we're just talking.
Same. You know, to add on quickly to the budding of friendships due to the podcast, I remember we had Sal Stowers, who is on your show, and I never had met her before, and we were doing a days week, and so she was someone that you had asked to be on. And she and I just totally hit it off on the podcast, and I never met her. This wasn't an in-person interview. It was actually, I was in New Jersey, and I remember doing it from the guest bedroom. But she and I just hit it off so well that we exchanged numbers, we started hanging out, and she's become a great friend of mine. And I would have never had that friendship with such an inspirational, positive, just a lovely human being if it weren't for this. And that kind of stuff is so cool when you look at it in retrospect.
Yeah, so we feel blessed. I'm curious too, what do you all think? What were some of your favorite episodes? Comment below,
let us know
what's
I
going
love
on.
From you guys.
And I really want to hop into, I have been waiting like 90 days.
All I do is hear about it.
Well,
we've got a big announcement, y'all. No, I'm not pregnant.
You always have to say that, right? At this,
one day.
One day. That'll be a different video. But we have an opportunity for all of you who want to support the podcast. You can actually become a producer of the Freddie and Alyssa Show.
Woo!
So we are opening it up to all of you. And I believe we're new to it, but I believe it's even worldwide. So there's no restrictions based on where you live, because I know we have listeners in a lot of different countries. And we're going to do something special for the producers. The link, if you're on a desktop, you'll see a join button. If you're on a mobile, you'll have to go to youtube.com/FreddieAlyssa/join. And we'll put that link in the description as well. But before we get into what those perks are for the producers, I want all of you to know who aren't going to contribute that nothing's going to change. So you're not losing anything. We're not putting up a paywall. Everything you fell in love with on our YouTube channel, The Freddie and Alyssa Show, nothing's changing. We're not taking away anything.
Still on iTunes, still on Facebook,
still everything everywhere. Is exactly the same. So don't worry, we're not doing any kind of paywall. But for someone who wants to be a producer, who wants to invest the $10 a month into helping us grow this channel, and eventually within 12 to 18 months, turn it into a profitable business, be here on the ground floor with us, help us grow this thing, reach more people. It's gonna be great. We're going to give certain perks for the producers for their time and their contribution. So I want to go over what those are. There are five things, and we're just starting with five, which we think is well worth it. And we're going to continue to innovate and continue to add. And for those of you who've been following us for years, you know that we like to underpromise and overdeliver. Mm-hmm. So this is just the beginning. We're going to continue to grow it. But what's the first perk? And let's go ahead and talk about that.
The first perk of the producers are exclusive members-only videos. So basically, producers will gain access to VIP members-only videos with yours truly.
With both of us?
Yeah. And Benji.
And Benji. So this is what we just learned too, is there's going to be a community page. Mm-hmm. So for the members, there's going to be a community page that Alyssa and I can make videos on our cell phone. We can put pictures. It's basically like a Facebook group,
yeah.
But it's here on YouTube, and you'll be able to see once you become. Yeah. So we're going to be able to make videos for you exclusively on that page. And then side note, as we're going through this, we would put all these videos out to everyone, but we also are building a brand, and there's a lot of things for many people who are stopping by that want to see the specific rhythm and brand that we have. And when we pitch Dr. Eric Cole, Dr. Eric Cole actually pitched us, which was interesting.
Amazing.
I love that. I was like, wow, we attracted someone this awesome. But when we're pitching different people, when they come and look at our YouTube channel, we have a specific brand that they need to see. So if me and Alyssa were doing some like shaky cam, like personal, like 3-minute cooking video that is interesting to all of our super supporters and audience and family and friends, it could look unprofessional or the quality might not be up to par if there's an investor or somebody who's coming to look. So we can't put everything on our channel. But for the members, because if you're paying $10 a month, you're a friend, family member, or super supporter who wants to help,
sure.
We're gonna put all those extra videos on there because it's not shown to the public, just that community.
Exactly.
So that's another way of looking at it as well. So we'll have videos that are members only. And
yes.
What's the second one?
The second perk is unreleased footage. So you'll get a sneak peek of footage that didn't make the cut on the podcast. And this one is probably one of my favorites because a lot of times you don't get to see what happens right before the podcast, or if we had a really great conversation with someone and for whatever reason, you know, is on the cutting room floor. So here you get to access all of that.
And it'll be a little more rare. We can't guarantee like a certain amount of those because we just don't know what will be cut and what won't. But anytime there's cut footage, you're going to be super mad at me, the audience. But when Billy Flynn was on, we talked an extra 20 minutes.
No.
And I go, what we were talking about was, I don't know what it was specifically, but I remember being like, I don't know if we should put this out right now. So we started his interview 20 minutes into our conversation. I go, I should save this.
Oh, yeah.
And I did, deleted it. But
Fred,
something like
move.
That, I would want to put. If there's like 5-10 minutes of something that I'm like, we shouldn't put, maybe it was a little too either political or something where I was like, I don't know. But it was really good conversation. I'm really sorry I deleted that. But there are moments where we cut 5-10 minutes out,
yeah.
And we can give you the unreleased footage. Or if the camera's rolling, sometimes we forget to cut, and there's like 11 minutes of us like talking afterwards. So there's a lot of different stuff that we wanna put out there.
I love that. All right, the next perk is behind the scenes videos. So enjoy videos from cooking, bloopers, brainstorming sessions, lifestyle, and of course, Benjamin Button, who is not in the picture right this second. He's right next to me laying down. But I just think it's a lot of fun to be able to share with everyone the different things that we do behind the scenes that, like you mentioned before, we can't really always put all of that content out.
Yeah.
But you get to really see like your goofy side. I feel like sometimes people don't always see it. They might see it little snippets in our stories on Instagram, but this guy is just too much. You're so funny, and you guys will get to see more of that.
I try, you know. Yeah, and yet again, you know, we did a little like 2-3 minute opener where we did behind the scenes of us getting set up here.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be behind the scenes, just like a lot of stuff like that in our brainstorming sessions, just different parts. Because being a producer, we called it that for a reason, because mm-hmm. we're actually using the money up top at first for advertising.
Yeah.
So you're literally helping us push this out. And we also want to let you in on what our brainstorming sessions are about, mm-hmm. because there's times that we talk about what sponsors to go with, what direction to go with, how do we do things. And we want to figure, I don't know how that's going to look, but we want to show you
yeah.
some of these conversations. And yet again, the beautiful part, because it's private, Alyssa and I don't have to worry about the actual quality. We can just turn the camera on. It doesn't have to be centered. The editing doesn't have to be perfect. The lighting doesn't have to be perfect. We can just turn the camera on and release a raw 6 to 10 minute video that we know is not going public. So we don't have to have our stamped brand editing succinct. It takes time. Like, we're able to show you so much more knowing it's private.
Yep. All right. And on to our next perk. You will also receive a producer shout out on the podcast. So once your producer will give you a shout out right here on the podcast. And what's really cool is you can screenshot that and screen record it and share it anywhere you want, which
yeah.
is so much fun.
Yeah. So we're just going to give you a shout. So we do 2-3 podcasts a week. So
yeah.
we'll do you know, 1, 2, 3 people each episode and give you a shout out first and last name. And this way it helps bring awareness to the producer portion of this. And, you know, you're contributing. We want to give you some name recognition.
Team,
you're part of the team. Part of the team. And I think the last one here, I know the last one.
It's the best one.
Is one of my favorites.
I'll let you take it.
Oh, I can take it?
You can take it, baby. Passing it over.
So we're going to do a once a month producer live stream here on YouTube. So once a month, we will hop on a live stream. We can answer questions. And depending, we're going to do this at the very end of the live stream, depending on, yet again, some of these might change as we go. Not the live stream itself, but what we talk about. I want to show you the progress that we're making. So with your investment and contribution, I want to show you, hey, here's where we were. Look how much our channel's grown. This is what we've done. And if you want to stick around for the end of those live streams, you can actually see where your money's going. It's not going towards a yacht. Yes, maybe in 6 years.
Gosh.
We'll put everyone on the yacht. Aww. I don't even know if I want a yacht. Anyway, I'm
You're
off topic.
Out of control.
But we want to show you where your money's going and all the advertising and how we're growing the channel. And we can ask answer your questions. And we're going to keep this up. So from all the research we've done, this looks like a really good idea. I know there's been people in the comment section who want to support. Mm-hmm. This is a great way to do so. And if you're already paying for Hulu and Netflix and HBO Go and Disney Plus, if $9.99 is no different to you per month, it would make a heck of a difference to us of being able to use that to throw this fire on the gas. And we've got this thing figured out. But yeah, so it'll be really good, and we'd appreciate you. If you have questions, comment below, and we can help you out. And just knowing that, you know, the biggest thing that you're gaining from this is just that warm feeling in your heart of helping out and supporting. And we will continue to grow and figure this all out together.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all of you. And again, we're not taking anything away. So if it's something that's not for you, don't feel any certain way about it. You can continue to watch for free. Liking and commenting, subscribing is an amazing thing. And if you want to share this with a friend, maybe not the whole channel, but maybe if there, I mean, yes, do that. But even if maybe there's a episode that really touched you, or there's a guest or someone, you know, share it with a couple friends to say, hey, check out this podcast. And that's a great way to help. And the ultimate goal, not ultimate, but our next goal is we want to reach 100,000 subscribers for two reasons. One, it's just cool. and you get this like cool plaque from YouTube.
Is it silver?
It's like, I don't know what color it is, but it's super cool, because there's only like a very, very small percentage of YouTubers who ever reach that level. And we're 20% of the way there almost. And the other cool thing that comes with 100,000 subscribers is that you get a YouTube like case manager, not case manager, a YouTube
representative, point person.
Yeah. So that as we continue to grow and there's a big business being built, it's going to be nice to have a contact person at YouTube just to make sure that we can communicate and have an open conversation. So we're really in that mode to rush to that 100K mark so that we can, really throw that out there as bait when we are pitching different people that we want on.
Sure.
Seeing that number and seeing our numbers are going to enable people to want to come on more often, and it's going to be great. So that's my spiel with
Your
that.
Spiel. That was a great spiel, honey.
Thanks.
I'm just really excited to be on this journey with you. This has been so much fun.
It is. We've tried a lot of things in life.
Yeah.
We've had successes and failures. The podcast is, it just makes sense to me.
It's been the greatest adventure so
far. I have so much fun. I never dread it. It's not like our insanity workout where you look up and you're like, we have to be 27 minutes in. And you're like, it's at 9 minutes in. This is something I look forward to every single day. And it's
Time
just
flies.
My platform.
Yeah.
I can always talk. I could talk for 8 hours
you
straight.
You could talk?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Freddie Smith.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear that right? You said that you could talk for how long, do you think?
I could probably do 8 hours straight. You know what we should do one day is the chip holds 4 hours straight.
Please.
We should try to do a 4-hour podcast one day.
Hey, one day.
No edits. 4 hours, we wouldn't be able to drink any water. There'd be no timeouts.
No,
we'd have to be able to take a break.
That'd be horrible.
But that would be really fun to do.
But no, on a real note, this has just been rad. And I feel like, too, we've had such fascinating, thought-provoking conversations in here in the room that we might not have ever had in life.
Yeah.
Which is just, it's unbelievable. And I got to tell you, too, being able to connect with the community has been just my favorite part of it all.
Yeah, something clicked mm-hmm. that we always had love and support, but there's an energy around it now.
Yeah.
There's an energy. Like when I click on YouTube or we look at our text message service or we look at our DMs or our comments on any platform, there's something shifted in the past few months mm-hmm. where I just feel like I feel the warmth and love.
Yeah.
I always felt it, but it more felt like a high five because there was like, oh, high five, love. Now it's like,
but I'm having meaningful conversations.
We're starting to get to know our audience. And I think they're starting to get to know us more because people can only know, you know, a lot of people who have come over to the podcast were watching me play a character on television. So how much do you really know about the person? You fall in love with the character and their storyline, but I don't, you know, we open ourselves up for people to get to know us. And that was an interesting transition of people know me as a fictional character. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, get to know me as Freddie.
And I see a lot of comments too, where people state just that. They're like, I love you on the show, but getting to know Freddie Smith as the real person, they're like, you're just so humble, so kind, you know, thoughtful. And I think that's probably the coolest compliment you could ever get.
It does feel really good. but we also have lived a extremely full life. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my things I want to dedicate to this podcast as we continue to go, is I really want to start sharing a lot more about the 15 years that people didn't know us.
Yeah.
Those 15 years, because of our insane life, the ups and the downs, mm-hmm. that we have thoughtful communication because our experiences in life plus putting in the work on personal development and doing our research, educating ourselves, plus the experience of the ups and downs in this extraordinary life we've created, just like it's insane, has given us a way to be thoughtful, to have perspective, and to really have control over like our emotions.
Yeah.
We're not emotional people. We're very thoughtful. We communicate. We want to listen. We want to understand. We want to grow. Mm-hmm. And that was not me in 2010. So as much as I wish we would have known in 2010, the podcast would have been a different show.
Yes.
It needed to happen now. And I'm happy that we have the 15 years to bring to this. Absolutely. Because if we didn't have any of that, it would seem empty. Mm-hmm. If you had nothing to pull from, you know, if you and I were just like, da 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 da, this is our life, things are awesome.
Not interesting. You can't learn from, you know, different instances that happened in one's life. And that's why, too, even with the pivot principle, why we wanted to write that, because we're like, we want people to understand how you can grow and get through different situations that could mirror ones that we went through,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's what I always look for in podcasts and books. I always want to continue to learn. Because maybe I'm going through something at that moment that someone else has already lived through. So why not get that advice? Why not get their ideals, their mindset on how they got through it?
And also, you can kind of, if I'm watching a podcast and someone says something that I need to hear, some people get emotional if it's their brother or sister, significant other who tells them. But if they hear it from someone else, they go, I really needed to hear that. But they don't get emotional about it. They can actually absorb it because it's not to them personally.
Yep.
So that's the other thing that I love as well, is that maybe our stories of how we've grown up and how we've grown can impact other people to make that switch, because there is just such a distinct, and that's why I'm so big on you can change. Whatever is that you're unhappy with in your life, you can make a change.
Yep.
And one of the toughest things is just isolating yourself enough to get clear thoughts, because most of the time the people you're surrounded with, mm-hmm. it's a lot of noise, even though they love you.
Yeah.
You kind of have to go, just give me a second and let me figure out what I need to do. I need to make a plan. I need to make sacrifices. I need to get better here.
Yeah.
I need to, you know, and that's what we did. It took a lot of really big punches in the gut for us to be forced to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you are intentional, you don't need to be punched in the gut.
Exactly.
You can make the decision to move forward. But yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that. You know, when it comes to our car accident and just our younger days out here in Hollywood, the party days, and you know, with a business manager stealing money, and you know, it was just, I mean, the list goes on. We talk a little bit about it. We have the audiobook here on YouTube. It's free. You can listen to it. If you look around our page, look at the Pivot Principle audiobook. Mm-hmm. We share, I think it's chapter 2, 3, and 4, a lot of the big crazy stuff and how we kind of bounce back from that. But I want to do podcasts about it. think people would love to be able to hear us in go in depth about that and just show how we kind of came out of that. And I just feel very grateful, even though we're in a really tough, crazy time right now. I feel grateful to have my health. I feel grateful to have you and Benjamin, and our families are good. I just appreciate all of you. This is so cool. Like, so I just can't thank you all enough. Thank you so much.
We love you guys.
Yeah. And then we'll be back. We got our recap coming up on Friday. Brandon Barash coming up on Sunday.
Yes. Oh, he was so lovely.
And we got a list.
Got a list, baby.
It's going to be a Freddie and Alyssa show summer. We got a list.
We got a lot going.
And we got to get this merchandise, our shirts figured out.
We have a few more things we're working out, and then we can make some final decisions on when we'll launch everything. So very soon, very soon.
It's got to be perfect.
It's got to be perfect.
We can't give you subpar.
Nah.
No.
Especially when it comes to fashion.
Yeah, it's got to be good, especially if someone's going to spend money. It has to be good. If it's something free, we let it go. But
it literally has
our name on it. Yeah,
it's got to be perfect.
Got to be perfect.
But on a more serious note, who is going to clean all this up?
Benjamin. Let's leave it.
Let's leave it for a little bit.
Maybe we'll do another episode with it.
At least these balloons behind me.
So just get rid of my side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll leave that.
You guys can't see. We have confetti all over the table. Maybe I'll just clean that up.
Yeah, we can do that. But cheers, babe.
Cheers.
Again, thank you, everyone, for all your support. Cheers to 1,000 more episodes and for, continuing to grow this podcast.
Cheers, my love.
Cheers.
This is to you guys out there.
Cheers.
Love you.